Maybe you could start with telling me how you got started with the birth work that you're doing.
I came to birth work after my own birth experience. My first son is 11. He was born in a hospital in Albany with a combination of midwife and obstetrician care. At the time that I got pregnant, I didn't have insurance. I was not married. And so I was able to get care through Medicaid, through what used to be the Moms program, which provided Medicaid for anyone who was pregnant. And that for I think up to 3 months following the delivery of the baby. And then the baby was automatically enrolled in Medicaid for the first year of their life when they were born. So that was like a pretty revolutionary program for this country. And unfortunately, there's still a number of states that don't have similar programs. So there's still many, many people around the country who do not have options for insurance coverage. My birth experience was sort of like equal parts traumatizing and empowering. I knew what I wanted, but I didn't have the resources to really achieve it. And so as soon as my son was born, I had this strong sensation, like, I really want to do that again. Like, I want a do-over. And I ended up deciding to become a doula after that. I did my first doula training when my son was like 9 months old. And I did that here in Albany with an organization called DONA, which is like one of the larger doula certifying, might be the largest doula certifying organization. Then a few years later, I also decided to start doing postpartum work. I met another doula who was a postpartum doula, and we started a little business offering both birth and postpartum services. And then when I think it was about 2013 when I started to work for the Family Life Center in Albany, which was actually just around the corner from my house. And it's the oldest standing independent childbirth education and support center. So it's not actually a birth center. We still don't have any like real freestanding birth centers in this region. Working on changing that. Several people are working on changing that at multiple levels. Then my second son was born in 2014 at home with the midwife who I worked with at the center, as well as her midwife partner and my two doula partners who were my two very good friends. And that birth experience was such a tremendous contrast to the first. It felt extremely redemptive. It felt very healing. And it was also just like this totally normal event in our family's life. And, you know, I gave birth in my bedroom. I went to sleep in my own bed. I, you know, woke up in the morning and snuggled with both my children and got to eat, you know, wholesome food of my choosing. And, you know, it was easy for family to come and visit. And it was just lovely. So I continued to work as a doula up until 2018, by which point I had decided to become a midwife and was enrolled in school, and it was just too much to also continue being on call because you know, children are demanding, school is demanding, and being on call as a birth worker, as a doula, is really demanding, and I just sort of knew I couldn't do all of those things at once. So I haven't been to a birth since August 2018, but I am almost halfway through my formal midwifery program. So hopefully I will be graduating in May of 2022 and licensed that summer and begin the next phase of my career.
Now, Victoria mentioned that you do some queer birth work. Did you want to talk about your experience with that?
I don't have a lot of experience working with queer families, but I myself am queer, and I identify as a lesbian, and I have worked in my capacity as an advocate and as an organizer to try to create queer-friendly spaces within the birth world. The fact is that, you know, every human being on the planet is born from someone, and the way that we do birth in this country is incredibly violent and incredibly corrupt. It's corrupted by our society's like overarching philosophy, which I think I would most aptly describe with the words hetero, you know, patriarchal, white supremacist-driven capitalism. If you look at the history of birthing, it's birthing in hospitals is a phenomenon that's only about 100 years old or less, depending on where you are and depending on who you are. So this notion that that birth belongs in a hospital under the care of a surgeon is just, to me, is very clearly informed by a profit-driven, you know, way of thinking. And if you look back at the history of birthing in America in particular, you can see some serious inequality. I think the history of midwifery is a great, you know, is a great place to look, especially in regards to Black birthing people and to Black midwives, because, when I say hospital birth for some people, I'm really referring to the history that we have of segregation and of apartheid in our country. And for, you know, decades, Black women were not able to access hospital birth and obstetrician services unless there was a true emergency, because hospitals were segregated. And so, like, you know, the public health agencies in southern states in particular realized that they needed to do something to provide support to the communities. And so they started to sort of codify midwifery, which was a skill and a practice that was preserved by the Black midwives of the, you know, the granny midwives of the South. Those women had to do the work that they did to serve their community because there were no other options. However, it was just part of their tradition. It was part of their culture. And at some point in the early 20th century, white women decided that they were going to create a midwifery profession and really delegitimize the work of the granny midwives and the traditional midwives of the South. And I think that, I think that anybody who seeks midwifery care sort of owes it to the ancestors, their own, and those of the midwives who we have working today, to learn the history of midwifery and of obstetric care. So in many ways, I see birth work as a form of resistance. I see midwifery as a form of resistance. The midwifery model of care stands in pretty stark opposition to the obstetric model of care. In the midwifery model of care, the birthing person and their family is at the center of decision making. They are empowered to make choices about where they're going to birth, what positions they're going to birth in, you know, what foods they're going to eat while they're pregnant, what methods of pain relief they're going to choose. Whereas in the medical model, it's a very top-down, provider-centered model where the obstetrician is the expert and it's in the birthing person's quote-unquote best interest to follow along with their expert guidance. So, you know, it doesn't really make sense for birth to work that way, because birth is a normal physiologic process. It's not an illness, and it's not dangerous for the majority of people experiencing it. The other thing that I think really informs this mindset is the notion of women in particular, but birthing people as a whole, as vessels for humans. And you see that in every conversation, in every issue related to reproductive rights and reproductive health and justice, right? So we have a male-dominated government telling us what we can and can't do with our own uteruses and our own pregnancies. There's this idea that the arrival of a healthy baby is the most important part of childbirth. And I personally don't agree with that. And I know that many people working in midwifery don't agree with that. Of course it is important, but to think that it is more important than the health and the wholeness of the person who's giving birth is a joke, because what are we doing if we're extracting babies out of people and leaving those parents broken and wounded and traumatized, or dead for that matter? I mean, we could talk about the maternal mortality crisis too, but I imagine we've already done that with other folks. But, if a child is born to a person who has lost the ability to care for themselves and their child, their baby, what good have you actually provided to that family? And therefore also, I have a background in anthropology. I happen to see that the family unit is like the cornerstone, the building block of society. So if we're destroying lives in an effort to birth babies, how is that sustainable for our society? So to me, following an alternative model is a form of resistance, and it's a form of activism. I'm wearing my Birth Workers Against White Supremacy shirt today for this interview, because it's this phenomenon of capitalism, capitalist-driven healthcare, which I'm putting in air quotes, is a symptom of white supremacy. And so to bring it back to the issue of queer birth, this notion that all birthing people are women, that women gain their legitimacy and their power by their ability to give birth, is a completely anti-feminist notion as far as I'm concerned. And it is also a quality of white supremacy.